Now, as I understand the metaverse, it will eventually be a place where you live that's so real you may not know where you are, here or the metaverse. And at the moment, as I understand the metaverse, it's just a bunch of avatars, like avatars on games. In fact, the metaverse, as I understand it right now, just looks like a cheap game. Some are starting to take it seriously, though. A minister from the Middle East government, or a Middle East government, the other day, called for the United Nations to be involved in the metaverse to oversee crime. So it's a fair sort of question if you think about it. If crime is committed in the metaverse, which it will be, under whose jurisdiction is it policed? Who is charged? Where and what are the penalties? Money's already being used in the metaverse, so does a financial crime get caught up by a police force somewhere? I raise this because this is just another one of these harebrained ideas that will collapse in a heap, and I'm calling it right now. The same way I called crypto as a Ponzi scheme, the same way I called the buy now, pay later frenzy as flash lay-by that simply offered another version of debt and would end badly. If you haven't, by the way, followed the BNPL market, the buy now, pay later market, it's about to collapse. Those companies that listed, they've been spanked. How they could never see that getting people further into debt wasn't going to be a road to riches still fascinates me. But what about crypto, eh? No regulation, no limits on the number of currencies, a link to crime, third world countries, and gosh, what a surprise when it all blows up. It won't stop the nutters, of course. They'll still buy in. There'll be another avenue invented to get you caught up in easy debt. As long as there is opportunity to delude the gullible, there is an industry to be had. Now, the metaverse, by the way, is offering these days clothing for your avatar. Pretend clothing for your pretend person, but the money you give them is real, and it's from this world. Next, you'll buy a virtual house, a virtual car, virtual furniture. I'm assuming virtual mental health care to try and explain how you got yourself wrapped up in this mad rabbit hole. All the while, Mark Zuckerberg, the bloke who's already contributed so magnificently to the betterment of human race here, he pockets it all because you're a sucker. Ah, the fool in their money, eh? In a world on the verge of recession, isn't it a rich irony that the booming business isn't even real?